Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to two carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there, and the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you. From economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes, and always late model trade-ins.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life,
you gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're welcome to be a part of the show as well. If you have not played the Harris Challenge in the last month, then we're going to open up the phone lines at 314-969-KTRS and toll-free. Why do I say toll-free like that matters on your phone anymore?
Yes, Frank has tried to curb himself of that.
Does anybody still pay a toll when they make a phone call?
Or long distance? Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody... All cell phones, you can call long distance,
only,
right?
And not only that, but if you have a smartphone, you don't even have to remember the one. Because you just put the phone number in, you know, the 636, the 314, the 724, whatever the prefix
right.
is, the area code. You just put that in there. Then you never have to remember to dial anything. You just touch the person's name and it calls them. I hope that you, as a consumer of this radio station, are smart enough to have us in your contacts list. So regardless of what numbers I give out on the air or whether or not I say toll-free, you can still remember it's 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or touch KTRS in your contacts list.
Yes. Why even the star anymore? Do we even have to mention that?
No. I don't. It's touch KTRS in your contacts list to get us through here. And if we're not in your contacts list, put us in there, for goodness sake. Let's play the Harris Challenge with our very first contestant. Hello, Becky. Welcome to the show. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity where you get to suck up to the boss or shout out to your friends or use it for your own commercial endorsement reasons. So go ahead. The 5 seconds are yours.
Well, today is my daughter Olivia's 9th birthday, so happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Olivia. And speaking of commercial endorsements, the Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the great bands in this town for years now. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge and amazing food. For more information, go to wellhungarians.net or download their free app. Becky, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You've got to finish them off in 60 seconds, and you've got to do better than 8 points. You have a possible 15 points that you can earn, but halfway there gets you there for a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theater. We have something new this week. Your chance to see this movie first before anyone else. It's a private screening, and it's on Wednesday.
What?
Wednesday the 19th at the DePere Cinema, the DePere 14 Cinema.
Which, by the way, is a...
Werenberg. Yes, it is. It's The Theory of Everything.
Now, this is a new movie out about Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
And I hear that the guy who plays him in this movie, an actor named Eddie Redmayne, who I've never heard of, that he's fantastic in this role.
Yeah,
well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go to that screening, and if you win, you can go as well, or you can have the donuts, or
you can have a free bowling party. And you can choose either Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
I met Gary, the guy who owns those, a couple of nights ago.
Very nice
guy, yeah.
It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane. One large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes if you win, or if you do get all 15 points, Becky, you can have all the prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
So here are the categories. Number one is always, have you been paying attention? That's our weekly topical category.
You didn't turn the computer on. How do you even know what the categories are?
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
That's always our first category. But to find out what the other categories are,
I gotcha.
Let's turn on a semi-random category computer. You change one little thing on the show, and the staff goes crazy.
I can't believe you would trust the computer to always spit out that category.
Well, it's always right there.
Is that firmware? Is that firmware?
It got the firmware upgrade. It's ready to go. Category two, I'm freezing my arch off. Which I think is relevant for this week. Or category three, Showbiz and Sports Week. Which one would you like, Becky?
I'll do the weekly, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The world's top two polluters announced a historic agreement this week to curb carbon emissions. What are those two countries?
Russia and the United States.
China and the United States. Where did the European Space Agency make history by landing a spacecraft for the first time this week?
On a comet?
Yeah, a comet 67P. What event did Swede Martin Jacobson win this week, along with a diamond bracelet and a $10 million prize?
Pass.
For 2 points each, which Republicans were elected Speaker of the House and Senate Majority Leader this week?
Pass.
Which billionaire entrepreneur announced he wants to put a constellation of microsatellites in orbit to provide internet access everywhere on Earth? Was it Richard Branson, Bill Gates, or Elon Musk?
Richard Branson.
Elon Musk. What did Martin Jacobson win this week, along with a diamond bracelet and a $10 million prize?
I have no idea.
Well, we're going to run out of time here, so I'll just tell you. The main event of the World Series of Poker. Tuesday night, he beat the... thousands of other people to emerge as the guy who gets that $10 million prize. And the Republicans, Speaker of the House John Boehner, reelected Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, formerly Senate Minority Leader. Now he'll be Senate Majority Leader when they reconvene in January. Becky, let's see how you did here. Oh, only the 2 points for the comet.
Mm.
And by the way, I understand the European Space Agency is, just as we're speaking right now, trying to flip that comet on its side. To make sure it gets the signal back to Earth and gets the solar power it needs. But the bad news for you, Becky, is, as you know, if you don't get 8 points, 7 or less means I have to punish you. As a theme for punishment today, I actually went to yesterday's date, which was November 13th, which was not only my dad's birthday, but also another historic date in showbiz history.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his childhood friend, Oscar Madison. Sometime earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
Now, that was the introduction to the 1970s TV show The Odd Couple, based on Neil Simon's stage play. And it starred Jack Klugman as Oscar Madison and Tony Randall as Felix Unger. they were very popular because of that TV show. And after it had been on a couple of years, as has happened with so many other celebrities on this show, we have shown you that they were offered recording contracts to do popular songs. These guys should have said no.
How do you like my new scarf?
What color is that?
Apricot, of course.
Why, of course, apricot?
Because it goes with my eyes. Very, very few people can wear apricot.
Can I borrow it sometime?
No, I'm sorry, you may not.
Why not?
Because I just told you, I'm the only one who can wear apricot.
This is a rap song?
Walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
What?
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner.
Yeah,
they'd
here comes the chorus, finally.
You're so vain.
What are you saying? What are you talking about?
You probably think the song is about you. You're so vain.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
Whoa.
Wow.
I told you it was punishing, Becky.
It sounds like Will Ferrell's trying to do Robert Goulet on Saturday Night Live.
You know, it does a little bit. You're right. Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I want to plug the Postal Service because I work as a carrier, and all I listen to is 550 all day.
Well, so. We appreciate that very much. Which category would you like? I'm freezing my arch off, Showbiz and Sports Week, or our new third category, Classic Monster Movies?
Let's do Showbiz and Sports.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Jenny, the last original judge is leaving American Idol. Who is it?
Randy Jackson.
Correct. Which streaming music service has Taylor Swift pulled her music from?
Spotify.
Correct. Which music superstar had a mid-air scare when the rear door fell off his private jet? Was it Bono or Taylor Swift or Rihanna?
Bono.
Yeah, I said his private jet and gave it away. Which pro sports league's commissioner wrote an op-ed this week supporting legalization of sports betting? The NBA, the NFL, or the NHL?
Oh, the NHL.
The NBA. Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers is the first NL pitcher to win the Cy Young Award and MVP since 1968. Which Cardinal won it that year? Won them both.
Oh, no. Can I pass?
No, because it's the last question. And
he has bronchial asthma.
Buzzer.
Was it Bob Gibson?
It was.
Bob Gibson, yeah.
It was.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Bob Gibson. By the way, just back to that sports betting question, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver in an op-ed today in the New York Times said that the NBA thinks that sports betting is already a huge thing going on in this country to the tune of $400 million a year. And he says we should bring it out of the underground and into the sunlight where it can be appropriately monitored and regulated and taxed. He says if England can do it, we can do it. Now, the NFL is pissed off at Adam Silver from the NBA for saying that because they're strongly against sports betting, and so is Major League Baseball. But it's not the first time he said it. I think it's like the third time he said that. But he's making some waves today with that in his op-ed. All right, Jenny, let's see how you did here. You got Randy Jackson for one and Spotify for two and Bono for three, and things fell apart. So only a total of 6 points. And so you also have to be punished by the Odd Couple. No, it's the chorus. Here they come.
I was still quite naive. But you said that we made such a pretty pair. And that you would never leave.
Okay, stop it right there. The rule stands. There's no exception to this rule. When celebrities who shouldn't sing, sing and hire a chorus, it does not make it better. Jenny, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Here's our third contestant on the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Al.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
No, I'm just driving home from work and slow traffic out in Wentzville on the way home to play with my grandson.
All right. Which category would you like? I'm freezing my arch off, classic monster movies, or our new third category, multiple choice week?
I think I'll take, in my best Peter Lorre voice, classic monster movies.
Oh, that was very, very good. Oh. Yeah, let's see how you do with the category here. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not appear in the title of an Abbott and Costello movie? The Mummy, The Wolfman, or Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say Wolfman.
Wolfman is correct. What Transylvanian vampire was played by Bela Lugosi in 1931?
Dracula.
Correct. Who played Frankenstein's monster in the original 1931 movie?
Pass.
What split personalities from a Robert Louis Stevenson story were played on screen at different times by Spencer Tracy, John Barrymore, and Frederick March?
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Correct. Which character based on an H.G. Wells story was played by Claude Rains in a 1933 movie?
Invisible Man.
Correct. Back to those three. Yeah, that's right. Who played Frankenstein's monster in the 1931 version?
I cannot remember his name.
Boris Karloff.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see how you did here, Al. 5 and 4 and 2. That's a total of 11 points, and you're a winner this week. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
Nicely done. Have a great weekend. After Dan tells you how you get your prizes, I'll bring in our fourth contestant. And is your name G. Key?
No, Kiki.
Kiki.
K-I-K-I.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading it the way Dan has mistyped it on the screen here. Okay.
He had a little problem hearing me, too.
Okay, Kiki, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just love having a great time, and I hope everybody enjoys a little bit of snow tomorrow.
All right, which category would you like? I'm freezing my arch off, or multiple choice week?
I think we're going to have to go with I'm freezing my arch off.
All right, Kiki, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state recorded the lowest temperature ever in the 48 contiguous states, Montana, Minnesota, or Michigan?
Michigan.
Montana. Within 10 degrees, what's the largest temperature drop ever recorded in a 24-hour period from high to low in the United States?
42.
100 degrees.
Whoa.
Which is colder, 0 degrees Celsius or 0 degrees Fahrenheit?
0 degrees Celsius.
Fahrenheit. Within 10 degrees, what was the coldest temperature ever recorded in Missouri?
116. Negative 16.
Negative 16? No, it's minus, yep. Minus 40. What is the only state to never have a recorded temperature below 0 Fahrenheit?
Hawaii.
That's correct. Let's see how we did here. Only 5 points there, but let me just give you some information here. Montana had the lowest temperature ever in the 48 contiguous states, minus 69.7 in 1954.
Wow.
Browning, Montana, once went from 44 degrees positive to 56 degrees minus. Plus 44 to minus 56, that's 100 degrees. Ooh. In 1916 in one day.
I think their thermometer was broke.
It may have been. 0 degrees Celsius is 32 Fahrenheit, so zero Fahrenheit would be colder.
Yes, it is. Yeah. After I answered that.
Warsaw, Missouri had minus 40 as the lowest temperature ever in the state in 1905. And, of course, Hawaii has never had anything below zero, but it did get down to 7 degrees in 1997. Imagine being in Hawaii. You're on vacation. You've saved up. You've planned. You've traveled all the way there.
Trip of a lifetime.
Yes. Congrats. Oh, it's our honeymoon. We're so happy. What's the forecast? Oh, it's going to be in the high single digits.
I forgot to pack my parka.
Kiki, you got the five-pointer, but that's all. And so you got frozen out. See what I did there?
Oh, that's
yeah.
And I'm going to have to... Bring in the guys again. I want to see some Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. Boys.
Clouds in your coffee. Not bae. Yes. The song is about me, isn't it? Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right, Tony, have a seat. Wow.
Jack just let the chorus take over.
Kiki, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Here's our final contestant. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How about your five-second cheap plug opportunity?
I'd like to encourage everyone to buy locally over the holiday season, especially from the Billy Goat Chip Company.
Okay. One category left here. It's multiple choice week. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Pat Donahoe announced that he's leaving his government post in February. Is he Surgeon General, Postmaster General, or Attorney General?
Postmaster.
Correct. To which state is another doctor who contracted Ebola in Sierra Leone being transported? Illinois, California, or Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Correct. Which news outlet announced that it's going to stop broadcasting in Russia because of recent changes in media legislation? Is it CNN, Al Jazeera, or the BBC?
I think CNN.
Correct. What is the town of Westminster, Massachusetts, considering making illegal? Tobacco products, texting while biking, or a bikini barista coffee shop?
texting while biking.
Tobacco. According to a report this week, in which country is the world's most popular beer brewed? The U.S., China, or Brazil?
U.S.
You would think it would be Bud Light, right?
Yeah.
Bud Light is number three on the world list. Budweiser is number four. Brazil's Skol is number five. You got to remember that in China, you've got 1.2 billion people, making it the largest market in the world, and that's why their beer Snow is number one, and their beer Qingdao is number two. So, Rob, you've got the one, the two, and the three, and only 6 points for you. And again, we have to punish you with the Odd Couple.
Well, I hear you went up to Saratoga, and your horse naturally won.
That is really awesome.
Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total.
Why is he pronouncing it so
Nova Scotia?
I don't know.
Saratoga arrives with Nova Scotia. You be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife.
Some underworld spy
wife.
What are you talking about?
You're so.
This is just hideous.
This is just a little reminder to our modern-day stars. If you would like to contribute something for punishment music in the future, get into a recording studio, get a chorus, and then do a bad version of some pop song.
I can't even imagine them when they recorded this that they thought.
Well, somebody at the record company had to sit down. All right, we're going to have Jack sing the song, and Tony, you're just going to kind of give your commentary on what's going on.
We want it snarky, Tony. Snarky Felix-like commentary. I got it. We're down.
And somebody thought that was funny, I think.
Somebody bought it.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thanks a lot.
So only one winner on the Harris Challenge today. Sorry about that, and really sorry about the quadruple punishment, but that's how it goes some weeks. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at Judy's Velvet Lounge at the River City Casino. There's no cover charge. They'll be on stage from 8 to midnight. Dan tells me they started lining up for them at dawn today.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, the Well Hungarians will be at Cyberg's. That's on Dorset Road, just a few miles from the Big 550. They have great food there, and there's a hotel right next door. And on New Year's Eve, they're going to play at the Falls in Columbia, Illinois. SeeTheFalls.com is the website for all the available packages. And don't forget to download the Well Hungarians app to find out wherever they're playing and find out more about the band. The Harris Challenge goes every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Crews are working with a multi-vehicle crash on eastbound 70 near Bermuda, and that has traffic backing up approaching Highway 170. You still have stop-and-go traffic on westbound 44 from, looks like Vandeventer now, all the way out to McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then you're jammed pretty well from Highway 94 out through Highway 70. Southbound 270, just one little slow spot, and that's between Page down through Ladue. Everything opens up after that. On southbound 170, it's slow between Olive and Highway 40. Eastbound 270, just a stretch between McDonald and New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Celebrate the weekend with an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli. Get a 2-liter Coke, 16-ounce market-side cheese. Do it again here. 16-inch market-side cheese or pepperoni pizza starting at $8.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Mimi to Ladue, town and country and more. Warsome Woods to Winsville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Olivet to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live. Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
If you're an individual investor looking for tax-free income, consider municipal bonds. Henyon & Walsh is a leading independent expert in municipal bonds. For over 20 years, they've been helping individual investors like you build bond portfolios. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, call Henyon & Walsh today for your free bond guide. Call 1-800-908-0673. That's 1-800-908-0673. Maybe subject to local, state, or alternative minimum tax. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Tony. Has it been more than 2 years since you checked your insurance rates?
It could be you're way overpaying.
And who wants to do that?
Not me.
Not me either.
Call us at MidwestInsurance.com.
And we'll give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes.
What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone. Dial 314-569-1010 and you'll get
10 quotes in 10 minutes is all you need. Call 314-569-1010 or visit MidwestInsurance.com.
St. Patrick's Center is helping thousands of people each year transform their lives from homelessness to independence. They do this with the support of the community. Please consider a year-end investment in St. Patrick's Center and their mission to provide housing, employment, and health opportunities for individuals and families who are working hard to change their lives. Join St. Patrick's Center in making our St. Louis community a better place to live and work. To donate, call 802-0700. That's 802-0700. Or visit them online at stpatrickcenter.org.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school, and you can finally start thinking about getting your kitchen ready for the holidays. It's Denise Bradley here from Appliance Discounters to tell you that you deserve to have nice appliances. The kitchen is by far the most important room in your home, and wouldn't it look nice with new GE appliances? Come by any of our four beautiful showrooms or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com and check out the GE appliances all at the lowest prices in town.
A stop at Exxon and Mobil gives you energy for all life's journeys. Because where you go is who you are. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Are you struggling with your house payment? Did you inherit a property you don't know what to do with? Maybe behind on your real estate taxes and close to losing your home? Distressed real estate equals lots of stress. What do you do? Call me, Terry Hall. I can help you solve these issues, get you the most money you can get, and help you get on with your life. Distressed properties need experienced help that you can trust. Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season.
Why?
Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Eon the Peon with me here, and from Southern California, let's welcome Mr. Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about. It.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing good for myself. Taking care of my business.
Good.
How's the weather in sweet St. Louis?
Ridiculous. They're talking about snow tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's only got up to 85 here today.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Yeah. Too cool to play golf.
They were talking about our normal low for this time of year is around 40.
Yeah, I believe it.
We were in the teens last night.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
So tonight's the night the Ferguson decision will be?
No.
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 When is it?
We don't know.
We don't know yet, but I would predict it'll be two more weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. A lot of celebrities are pilots. They also fly. They own their own expensive jets. Most expensive one is owned by John Travolta. But who has the most expensive jet between Angelina Jolie, Harrison Ford, Jim Carrey, Morgan Freeman? Answer in just a minute. Movie review opening today. Have you seen Dumb and Dumber 2?
No.
No.
Okay. This is the dumbest of all. Lloyd and Harry head out cross-country adventure in search of Lloyd's love of his life. It's hard to believe that how dumb they really get. Over the top, absurd, inappropriate, rude, crude, clueless, sometimes mean. But if you set aside everything that's in good taste, yeah, you'll probably laugh.
Mm-hmm.
PG-13, 110 minutes, 2 stars. That's the best we can do.
All right.
What movie is it, you asked me, but we're going to talk about?
Rosewater.
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah. I gave it a 5.5 out of 10.
I saw, I did see about a week and a half ago was, what was the name of it? Birdman.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
Thought the acting was great. Thought Michael Keaton was great. Thought Edward Norton did a great job. As far as acting skills, I'd give it a 4 out of 4. As far as your money value and going to see it, I'd give it a 1.
Wow.
Why? What would you do?
I liked it a lot. I it's probably going to be on my top 10 list for this year because of Michael Keaton and Edward Norton and Emma Stone. The three of them are just fantastic in it. And Zach Galifianakis gives a pretty good performance in it, too.
Stories. The story is just kind of dumb.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's dumb or if it's just a little odd. And if you just,
it's definitely odd.
If you just keep telling yourself it's about a man going crazy, maybe that helps.
There you go. There you go. Love Nuggets, the on-again, off-again relationship between Russell Crowe and Kim Basinger, apparently on again.
Huh.
I broke this story about a month ago, and now it is confirmed. Miley Cyrus is dating Patrick Schwarzenegger. Serious enough, they're going to spend Thanksgiving together. Great quote from Aristotle Onassis, who was, at the time, the richest man in the world, when he said, quote, "All the money in the world would mean nothing if there were no women."
Mm.
I kind of like that quote.
Makes sense.
Skank report. Gee, I wonder who I'm going to talk about. Now that Kim Kardashian has released the nude full frontal photo, which is even more ridiculous, is that last night Kim actually said she hated all this publicity.
Oh, what a liar.
I mean, what is she talking about? She wasn't paid for any of this. She did it all for publicity.
You know, I
didn't get a penny for it.
I mentioned this earlier, Mike. I can't believe the media went crazy about this, considering that once again, we have somebody who became famous for doing a sex tape. It's not the first time she's been naked in public.
Well, so I said this a couple days ago, and I'll say it again. I mean, she is the biggest publicity whore in Hollywood, and once again, she's proven she can't act, she can't sing, she can't dance, she can do nothing but be a skank, skank porn star. That's what she is.
Yep, I agree.
Amazing. This date in history, November 14th, 1972. Something happened that economists said would never happen. This is November 14th, 1972. The Dow closed over 1,000.
1,000?
1,000.
Oh.
It was over 17 today, wasn't it?
Yeah, 17,000.
Yeah. Answer to pop quiz question, who has the most expensive plane between Morgan Freeman, Jim Carrey, Harrison Ford, Angelina Jolie?
Ian, you go first.
Ooh. Angelina.
I'll say Harrison Ford.
I go Harrison Ford.
Jim Carrey.
Oh.
And his new G4. Yeah. Jim Carrey, also best friends with Nicole Kidman, a vegetarian, and is tagged to play Jerry Lewis in the Jerry Lewis biopic.
Now, that'll work.
I think that'll work good.
Yeah.
Oh, and finally. Come on, boys and girls, sing along, get her done. It's Aloha Friday, nowhere no Monday, we're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Okay, let's see. First of all, Missouri, yeah, bogey. Missouri, bogey, over Texas A&M, yeah. To the Yokalan, a lani, a yoke, a look who in a car, who, ho, to a cabbage, who? I'm another cabbage, caca, go, ho.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. That means we're spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin with one from contributor Philip Sternenberg. A story from Halloween in Fort Lee, New Jersey, when police were conducting their Pedestrians in the Crosswalk Safety Program to test drivers' willingness to stop for pedestrians at designated crosswalks. And the pedestrian in question was an officer, not dressed in plain clothes, not dressed in uniform, but dressed in a full Donald Duck costume. A lot of drivers did not yield to Donald in the crosswalk, so they were pulled over and ticketed. And one driver, Karen Hay, said the $230 fine she and other drivers received is unfair, and they might not have stopped because of the strange circumstances. She told a local TV station, "It scared me. It was a huge duck. If it was a person dressed normally, I think we would have stopped. But a huge duck? I'm driving through." Story number two from Wilsonville, Oregon. A 23-year-old man met a woman for the first time in person Monday night after they chatted online. She got into his car at a drive-through restaurant and suggested he buy her a milkshake. The guy got two $1 bills and change, put them into his wallet, left it on the center console, and that's when the woman grabbed the wallet, got out of the car, and ran off. He called the cops. After all, he had her cell phone number. They'd been texting back and forth. The cops called that number and arranged a meeting at the same restaurant the next day, and when she showed up, they busted her and recovered the wallet with the two $1 bills inside. In Katanning, Pennsylvania, Amy Miller was having a yard sale when a 40-year-old guy named Gregory Douglas showed up, looked around, tried to buy some items with cash. But when he handed over the bills, Amy realized immediately they were fake. Why? Because Amy's a teller at Citizens Bank and handles a lot of real money, and she says the look of the bills was just wrong. They were too white. They felt wrong. They were felt like they were on regular printer paper. She called the cops. They busted Greg for forgery and theft by deception, and it's not his first time. When they ran him through the system, they discovered he had previous charges for counterfeiting, and so he is still in the slammer. And we finish in Otro Lubski, Poland. And there's no way I pronounced that correctly. I thought it was pronounced Poland. A woman by the name of Janina Kolkiewicz, her niece came home one morning to find her not breathing and with no pulse. So the niece called the family doctor who examined Janina and declared her dead, wrote out the death certificate. Ambulance came, took her to the morgue in a body bag, put her in cold storage. But you know this would not be a knucklehead's in the news story if that was all there was. 11 hours later, a morgue staffer noticed the bag was moving, and when he unzipped it, there was Janina, alive and well. And the first thing she said was, "Why is it so cold in here?" Well, in Polish. The morgue called Janina's niece, who took her home, gave her some warm soup and a couple of pancakes. As for the family doctor who filled out the death certificate, he told a TV station, "I was sure she was dead. I'm stunned. I don't understand what happened. Her heart stopped beating, and she was not breathing." As for Janina, she says, "Don't worry about me. I feel fine." And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Before we go, I do have to mention one great photo. If you have not seen it, Google it, of the smallest man in the world and the tallest man in the world who got together yesterday for Guinness record-breaking day. The tallest man, who's still not as tall as Robert Wadlow, the Alton giant.
I don't think so, no.
He's 8'11".
Yeah, he was 8'11". This guy was 8'3". His name is Sultan Kosin, 31 years old. He's 8'3", from Turkey. The shortest man in the world is Chandra Dongi, 75 years old, who is from Nepal. He is 1'9". Now, just to put that in perspective, when my daughter was born, she was 19 inches. When I was born, I was 21 inches. That's how tall this guy is. And at that point, you don't talk about height. You talk about length. You're 21 inches long. If you stood me up at birth, I'd be as tall as the shortest man in the world. There are all sorts of pictures of him standing next to cans of beans, six of them stacked high, and they're the same size as him, or stack of books. But the picture you have to see is him standing next to Sultan Kosin, tallest guy in the world, smallest guy in the world. Here's what I want to know. How did they get a seatbelt for these guys on an airplane? They flew them both to London for the ceremony yesterday. Can you put a seatbelt on a 21-inch person or a person who is 99 inches tall?
Around his face.
I don't know. Have a great weekend. Watch out for the snowstorm. Ooh. And I'll see you Monday between 1 and 3 when I fill in for Carney here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And as we head into Armageddon, the weekend, the snowstorm. Here's our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
And we're in storm mode here at the traffic center, and I'll tell you right now, everything is looking pretty bleak. There is an accident. It's involving a tractor trailer. It's on westbound 5564 on the Illinois end of the Poplar Street Bridge. Only one lane was getting through last check. You're backed up to the 70 split. Now, things are thinning out on southbound 270. One little slow spot at Olive. On westbound 40, things are slowing now. Kings Highway through McCausland. But, man, once you get out to St. Charles County, you're still jammed up from Winghaven out through Highway 70. On eastbound 270, a little heavy from Lindbergh through 170. Southbound 170, you are slowing from south of Olive down through Highway 40. And they're still working with this crash eastbound 70 at Bermuda. You're just a little bit slow now from Hanley through Bermuda, and then things open up. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Celebrate the weekend with an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli. Get a 2-liter Coke and 16-inch market side cheese or pepperoni pizza starting at $8.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
No matter where you turn, you can't escape it. Debt.
credit card bills and collection agencies calling and calling and calling. End the nightmare. Call PCS Debt Relief at 636-243-8555. PCS Debt Relief is a local company with an amazing track record of helping people just like you. PCS Debt Relief has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you know they do it the right way. They don't charge any upfront fees and won't push you into a cookie-cutter quick fix that ends up making your situation worse. At PCS Debt Relief, you'll get free advice where you'll work one-on-one with a debt analyst. They'll explain all of your options and customize a plan exclusively for you. Settle your debt for thousands less than you thought you had to pay. It happens every day at PCS Debt Relief. Call them right now at 636-243-8555. That's 636-243-8555. Or explore their informative website at PCSDebtRelief.com. End the nightmare. Call PCS Debt Relief now.
Wow, floor squeaks can be annoying. If you live here in St. Louis, you don't have to live with them anymore. I'm Scott Diebold, and I own a local company called Squeak Stoppers. We stop floor squeaks. At Squeak Stoppers, we stop any type of floor squeak, no matter if it's on your second floor or your first floor, any flooring type, no mess, guaranteed for life. Contact us today at SqueakStoppers.com. That's SqueakStoppers.com. Let us take those annoying squeaks out of your floor for good. That's SqueakStoppers.com.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you by Cedar Lake Cellars. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Texas A&M Aggies. Cedar Lake Cellars, open before and after the game until 9 p.m.
Traffic got you down?
Give transit a try with Citizens for Modern Transit's new Try and Ride program. Get a personalized transit route from home to work, fare, tickets, and more.
Visit cmt-stl.org.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Green and green.
KTRS St. Louis. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
In the wake of several highly publicized brutal muggings in downtown St. Louis, you'll be seeing a lot more of this now, but it's what you won't be seeing in downtown St. Louis that may actually make you safer.
Michael Brown's parents back from Geneva, where they address the United Nations and what they're saying on the return to St. Louis. The NCAA makes its announcement about future Final Fours, how St. Louis fared in its bid to host the NCAA Basketball Championship.
But first at 6, all is quiet across St. Louis tonight, but the first winter storm of the season is rolling our way.
And that storm could leave behind measurable snow in mid-November. Here's Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray with a look at what we can expect and when. Dave?
Well,